Turn to God while there is time. April 15. Today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. A man for whom the Lord has done so much should honor him in every word and act. All his transactions should be pure, considerate, and just. He should not do or say anything that he will be loath to meet when he stands before the judge of all the earth. Throughout every department of his work God will vindicate his honor, his righteousness. Will you not stop right where you are, and consider diligently your ways? The Lord cannot endorse your spirit or your course of action. His hand is on the lever. Your plans are not his plans. Now is your time to repent. Lose not the opportunity. My brother, do not feel that it is below your dignity to make a decided change. You must place yourself at the feet of Christ as a learner, else you will surely fail of obtaining the overcomer's reward. Lay off your commanding, kingly authority, and become one of God's little children. Until you are willing to study and obey God's will, you will be overcome by temptations and led to do strange things, which will disqualify you for filling a position of influence. Will you not repent and be converted? Will you not act every moment with the realization that you are under the divine scrutiny? Will you not make God your companion in all your work? His holiness, his justice, his truth, should purify your words and actions. You need to stop and consider that there is a God. He has spoken good in your behalf, and he will be much displeased if you deal unjustly with his heritage. He calls upon you to turn to him with full purpose of heart. Pray, for your soul's sake, pray, for you have been so many times self-deceived and led by deceptive influences that you are tempted to regard with favor those who will flatter and extol you, and with disfavor those who would point out your errors and dangers. Many times you have almost gone over to the wrong side, but before the throne has stood your Savior, the Prince of the Nails in his hands, interceding in your behalf. Pray for yourself, in the name of Christ. Pray earnestly, fervently, sincerely. I hope that your life may be spared, and that you may give yourself wholly to repentance. Come to the Lord, and surrender all to him. You must, or you will be taken captive by the enemy. I can but write these words, for one, who is of the highest authority, has made this appeal to you. To Dr. J. H. Kellogg, who was in danger of going off into pantheism.